Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Nice, Sam Cooke. Always appropriate tune. I love to hear. All right, another day. And praise the gods who have done wonderful things for us. I'm very, very happy. You know, so grateful that I live to see change in my life. I have to tell it with all the energy inside of me. Is, you know, there's nothing that I desire in any kind of way. I don't have a volition, favors, anything besides the knowledge of prehistory. For the flood of the Elohim gods, that I always like to preface what I say on this piece of history. For me, it is history because I come to realize this, and my desire to know has convinced me, based on all that I have seen in the world and what the history says, this is history. Until somebody can prove something different to be history and not this, I would like to compare what is real history about this subject matter that I'm talking about. Creation, human creation, not the universe creation, but human creation. That's what I'm talking about. And this piece of history tells it. And I'd like to read it here. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. I don't sound vacuous at all. Not vacuous at all. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome, towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it here, as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone and I am very, very happy to have this. As a piece of history that I take pleasure in reading to you. I do. Because identification of something is so valuable, and for people who understand what I'm saying, I'm very sure that you understand well about making proper identity of something. But let's stick to that. What we know to be true, stick to it. Let us stick to it. That's what we know to be true. Nothing else is going to be true but that. Yes, my friends. So it is that I am willing my loving memory. No. I don't have anything. I don't have anything else. I don't have anything else to be mindful about. Mm-mm. When you sense reality, different from when something else. Mm-mm. I don't want anything else. Nothing else at all. So, here I am. I am trying my best to let my mind absorb, let my mind absorb this righteousness that I have found to be on to be the history that I wanted. Yep. This is the history I wanted to have, yes. So, I like to read this because for me, this is panacea. You know what I mean, right? This is panacea to me. Real panacea. And I ain't letting it go. Not letting it go at all. All right. So, my mindset that I have pertaining to what I have read, panacea, meaning we don't have anything superior to this. And therefore, I am in a state of mind that I just want what I am thinking to stay firm in my memory so that I am unshakable. That's what I have found as the way to exist as a civilized human being. I don't know of anything else. For the first half a century of my life, with all of the teaching and the reading of the Bible and stuff like that, it never showed me anything about my origin. Because clearly, there is no linguistic sense in Adam and Eve's story. When you search out to find if what the Bible is saying is true, it fits nowhere. It doesn't fit anything civilized in this world. Adam and Eve story. If you believe in Adam and Eve story, you're stuck in the mud and you may never get out, because what we have here as reality about God and stuff like that, the people who put the Bible together, they know it's not true. And some of their own people are deceived by it as well.
because they don't know it's not true. They fashion this Jesus Christ story and Adam and Eve story in the Bible, say 1800 years ago. And there was many contemplation among them on why they should do those kinds of stuff. They are of hominid. Homo erectus. They are not civilized. The people put the Bible together. They just happen to become a mixed breed race. It's the reason why these white people are doing the things that they are doing. They don't care about anybody else but themselves. And we black people, if we don't really get serious and begin to think and read and understand the world for real, we're not going to understand the world with the Bible. I'm telling you that for real. And if you are listening to me, call me and talk to me. If you have any qualms with what I'm saying, you are not going to psychologically see and feel the world that is civilized. Because the civilized world is not like you're dreaming about something. The civilized world is what history says. You don't have any history for what the Bible says about Adam and Eve in a garden. And why are so much people content with it? A lot of them don't know better. If you come up into slavery system and stuff like that, or any other, you will never know the world. Because these white people, Indo-Europeans, they make sure that what you read don't have no real history in there. They muddy up the water in so much ways that if you're not reading the right history and take a stand against the foolishness around you, you are swept up into that nonsense. Because if you have not read the history to get a good mental view of what our existence is, you're out of civility and what civility is. So you could be a hybrid well enough, but if you don't put your consciousness to understand civilized knowledge, you will perish, because your brain must learn how to, and your brain, you see, and if you can't engage in believing things you don't know and treat it as though you know it and make your life be what it's supposed to be. You can't be civilized like that. So if you're going to church, be sure you are really lost, psychologically lost. In your soul, you're lost. And all you're thinking that you're praising Jesus, you love Jesus and stuff like that, just the Bible alone, if you were reading it and read it like a scholar, you would find out that no, Jesus not in the Bible. I know God not in the Bible, not what they're saying. And this is not giving you a position to say, well, oh, he's an antichrist or something. Because I'm not no antichrist. Because no Christ never existed. Now, this may be the first time you hear somebody talking like this. Isn't it? And wouldn't it be interesting to have a conversation about this, if you think on the opposite of what I expect, what I'm saying to be strange, someone who is listening to this
the first time. You know what I mean? And if you have been listening to me before, and I still sound strange-ish to you, is there anything that I have said that don't sound strange-ish to you? Or in other words, I can ask or say, I imagine people that listen to what I am saying will find some interesting points in what I say. But guess what? You need a lot more background to fall in line with what I'm saying. So I am exercising this kind of consideration that I know some people will listen, and certain things I say, well, they can't deal with that. But they will see that I am making good points when I touch certain things. So I understand what you don't understand, and I understand what you do understand. Now, what is causing that gap between you understand and what you don't understand? What is needed is more exposure to what prehistory is all about. Prehistory is basically like your name on your birth certificate. Nobody can change it. And if you know a person by their right name, you know, when it comes to having that person be of help to you in any kind of way, you got their name. Well, so is world history about the human being, the human race, out of Africa. And it is such a simplified thing that it's not that history says that some of us originating in Australia or, you know, in Vietnam or something like that. No, history doesn't say that. History just named one place, Africa. Imagine that all people who originate in Africa. Just see like, oh, hurricane, tropical depression always starting out off the African coast, right? And then when these hurricanes get to bloom, they come right up through the Caribbean chamber. Right? And come right up into Florida, why from Africa, and why you don't have so many catastrophes in Africa, with the exception of South Africa, because these sodomites are down there. And I have found out something a lot of times, and it, because I was not fully aware of what is going on with white people and black people, now is when I am being more impacted than before. There was a time I was not impacted at all in this context. I was always perplexed with life and don't really know where I'm going or coming until I get to start reading and finding out things as I read. So now, what I am impacted by is the degree to which the white people are uncivilized and how they cut short in their thinking to understand civilization. Civilization,
as you can see, they kill. They kill civilization. Because they don't know no better. They are coming from hominid. If you think white people are civilized, talk to me about that. Because you got to have some historic knowledge about them to know who they are. And I crave for that knowledge to know things that are important. And this is definitely one of the important things for black people, the ethnic people, to fully understand the white people from a certified history perspective. Don't assume and go about and, you know, just hope that Jesus will soon come back. Don't bother go there. Don't bother go there. Because what we are dealing with right now is psychological darkness. When you have evolutionary creatures, when you have to deal with their lack of civilized thinking, that's a dangerous thing. And dangerous, just like if you ever encounter a lion or a bear or one of these cattle that, you know, can be life-threatening to you, because they don't like you, they'll kill you. There is the similarity in the white people, like a bear or a tiger or something like that, that will tear you as a human to pieces. Like a shark or a alligator. There's a lot of that same spirit into white people. And it's not a joke. It's not a joke. And the fact that we don't know it, hey, it's the higher their chances are for them to fuck your ass and throw, you know, cut your throat, do whatever they want to do with you. Black people don't understand the danger that we black people are in with these white people. They're sodomites. They are sodomites. Trouble, you know, that they can, they, oh, you have to understand the history over 12,000 years now and how they become connected to us in a negative kind of way, where they have the sensory error we have is here. So they are not like a shark, because then shark and bear and all those dangerous animals, we don't mix up with them, right? We do not mix up with them. Well, when you have human-like beings, and they still have disposition like a dumb animal who will kill you as a human. But if an animal kill a human being, you know, they can only down, they call the term, kill the animal. You see, they cannot take that animal and, you know, alive into a court of law and try that. No. Well, look, these white people, they have this similar nature inside of them. Kill you, and it's no big deal. That's why they're here in America. That's why they're over there in Palestine and in Australia and New Zealand. And they're all around the place too, like in Egypt and everywhere we are, they come there. Why? Where have they been over the past 2 million years? You have to get to know. Otherwise, you will be coming to conclusion, making decision that is not based upon good information. You have to know the information. And I wouldn't lie about my past life that I didn't know anything. I don't have any reason to do that because I have to appreciate that I have the sense to understand I didn't know the things that I never knew. I want to acknowledge it. I don't need to lie about it. If you want to be somebody that bad that you have to lie and embellish yourself, I don't see no positive reason for that. And what I have come to know, opposed to what I was taught as a child and grow up into an adult, believing, I have to talk about it. Why shouldn't I talk about it? And I'm saying, psychologically, it makes a difference when you don't know this civilized world. You think, because you see people and you think, oh, that's civilization. That's not what civilization is. Civilization is the nature that is inside you, your blood. If you are born into a species, you have genes, you have a genome, you have the glands, the pituitary glands, the hormones that are secreted inside of you. That's what determines who you are. Now, once you are born, you need to be educated as an hybrid person. Because the side of us that gives us hybrid is the Elohim gods. We are called the mixed one. Because we come from a creature that is named Homo sapien. And they took from the male and female Homo sapien to create it, mix with the God's blood and flesh. They make the product mix with the gods and Homo sapien to make us hybrid. And it is the history. It is prominent. I mean, universal history. It's unfortunate that we are reading a Bible that has absolutely nothing to do with civilization. Nothing at all. And I'll stop by saying, to make you understand what is the fact in what I am saying, is that the story of Adam and Eve is the problem. Story of Adam and Eve. Story of Adam and Eve. That is the problem. Because the troublesome white people there write the Bible and they write all kind of lies in there. And they hope that by setting us up
set up our generation.
Over time,
we would not know anything about ourselves. Because although the history is there, but they are providing a whole lot of literature, a whole lot of information, totally reconstruct our mental thinking. Our perception would be changed. Because once you digest words that twist your thinking to something else, you are done, you are done, you are done. And it's like your mental oxygen leaves you. Want to believe those foolishness that they are writing, like in the Bible, tell you about Jesus Christ, the old story about Jesus Christ, and oh my gosh, four gospel of the old trash. And if we don't get to know, no, Jesus never exists, we are our, you know, we don't have no more psychological, no perception, no hormones. You see? That good oxytocin, hormones, we don't have it. Hormone called oxytocin. And when you read and know the definition of that word, that we have glands that gives us that energy there in the oxytocin. These white people, they don't care about civility. They don't care about black people. You see, they treat us differently, can't you see? There was Trump talks about Kim Jong-un. Oh, he talks about the Chinese. They don't have any respect for the ethnic people. They do not. So you see them here in America, you don't know why they are here in America. They are here in America, and we are under them, and we don't know that the reason they have to be in America is fraud, fraudulent, when you compare what they do to civilized government. It's not what they are doing. Right now, as ethnic people, the Chinese, Indians, and the rest of us together, all of us don't make one good civilized person. You know that? Because the truth is in so many books, but more specifically, Sumerian history that is totally exclusive to all these old and other negative amalgamation that some people not intentionally, they write foolishness. Write foolishness, misguided and stuff like that. And you read these things and you think that they are true because you don't know no better. So, they write this Adam and Eve story like it's true, but if you are reading coherently, you will find out that the Bible is really skidding and things never gel when it comes to Adam and Eve. In a garden. No, God said they were okay. They were perfectly created. But then what happened in the third chapter? That's where God did not even know that anything was going to happen. Because if God knew that something like what the Bible said happened was past, God would surely try to protect them, right? You don't think so?
If God knew that something was going to happen like that, wouldn't he try to protect them? I think so. But nothing happened like what they have in the Bible about Adam and Eve in the garden. Nothing don't happen like that. But how hard it is for you to go dig this thing up. Because this guy is making carry on too much. And I don't know what to say to him. All right, then. Just think that. There is something in what I'm saying you need to know about. Because why should you be in a position where you are just feeling being hammered by what I'm saying? It has to be so. You have to feel like you're being hammered. And I am not talking to hammer you. But that's the way it turns out. Because your mind is thinking something else. Right? Now, I would like for you to come and hammer me. Because guess what? If you talk to me and convince me to the contrary of what I am thinking, and I'm saying I get it from real good history. You have a book specifically addressed the Adam and Eve story of the Bible and decimate it completely from the source. Where is the original source? Scholar of real history, prehistory, totally dismantle the biblical Adam and Eve story. Because these white people who do it and want the hybrid people to think it's black people do it. That's their genius, mate. To make us feel like, oh, Adam and Eve is the God that creates all people on earth. You know, these white people, they are not civilized. And they are a mixed breed of blood. They are not source of civilized truth. It can't be. Belongs to African, to the African nation. They do not. Look at them. They are behaving like they are universal. Since when? So right now, I assure you, something is going to happen because they have too many flaws in what they think as their right. Chase black people, chase them everywhere they go. And make up stuff like a D and a Domini. When I began to research and look at some of these things that the white people write in the Bible and things that they rely on and all of the constitution and stuff like that they make for themselves and kind of put some provision into their constitution for the black people who they make slaves. Look, just a matter of time. It is just a matter of time. These people must get out of the black people's search. Because why did they chase after the black people the time they did? Look at the calendaral time and count 2 million years and ask the question, where were they? If you know how many lies these white people are willing to tell to keep themselves sucking the black people's breast of wealth. That's what they're doing. And everything that they set up as federal government and stuff like that, all it takes to convince everybody, whether or not you want to be convinced or not, you don't have to believe it, but you will be forced to be convinced that white people are crazy. People are schizophrenic. Name it. There's a whole lot of mental problems white people have. It's not a joke. Now, what if they should think that, I am committing treason and stuff like that? They would need to have a government for me to commit treason on. I come here from Jamaica. I come to immigration. I thought it was quite okay, a really legitimate country. I didn't know that such a thing could be going on in the world. Prove that in their mixed blood state of existence, they come to learn a lot of things, not from themselves, but they learn it from the Neanderthals, and they learn it from disobedient African black people who mingle with them over the past 12 or 13, 14,000 years ago. And this is what they are living off today. If you don't see that this is bizarre and rotten and not good for anybody's brain to take up like something positive, you're dead from the time to believe in the Bible. Because for all of my life, I believe in the Bible. I was just like a cat. It is so bizarre. It is something that is so depressing that if you see these people, they are so sick that they say in Rome, in Italy, the kingship that the city that is called Rome was founded by two brothers. They say a lot of things that don't make no sense. What they're lying about now, what I'm telling you, it's important for me to tell you the way these white people are. And you may say, well, then why am I just bungling up all the white people together? They are a culture. They are the same culture. They're sodomite culture. And over 100 years and more, they have been adjusting themselves to behave like civilized people. Black people can never be civilized because of the blood. Because of the blood that they got inside of them. Originally, and those that they mingle up with after that, even the hybrid black people blood that they mingle up with, that doesn't make them civilized. It may kind of tame in them somehow, yeah. Some of them. But what I'm to those who don't have none, know that they're mixing. Right? When they're taking possession of everything black people have, your land and everything, and take your body too, and put phony law, broad, deep, and wide, because that is their Titanic. A.D. and Adamani is white people Titanic. When the day comes, and this Titanic run into the iceberg, what they brought up about Adam and Eve in the garden has such strong effect? They have so much ignorance mixed up with the story that if you notice what they say about God and Adam and Eve, the day when he told them not to eat of the fruit, look and see what else you have not seen that they should write about. First of all, they should be able to tell us the piece of geography where the Spirit God created Adam and Eve. You can't believe that it's true. Just believe it is true and go on living like it is true. You can understand that if God was really a spirit, since we probably don't know as much history to give us proper knowledge, when we don't know that, and they tell us God is a spirit, all right, first thing, I'm not going to like start to dispute that. I'm not going to start disputing that. If I'm going to dispute it, it has to be after I have learned and known, but at this point, I couldn't object that there is no God. No. So now, give it a stretch. If God, the Spirit God that human being cannot see with our eyes, we can only look at the trees and the ocean and say, God create those things. But now, there is something that we have that surpass that line of expectation about the creation. Because just as the ocean is there, and we'll say, yes, it's God making heaven and the earth and the water, the trees. And we see these things, physical things. This unraveling is coming on strong because I'm looking and saying, all right, God making trees and all these kind of things. And we see them. So what about Adam and Eve? Why can't we see the place, the spot of land where God created Adam and Eve? Right? Because anywhere God, a mountain, we will see that mountain. But look how many mountains are all around the globe. So, you can't exchange one mountain for the other. They have to always stay in their place. So where is the place where the Spirit God created Adam and Eve? No exists. Only person who would write that is an uncivilized being who know enough to make trouble, because there's no way these white people could do the things they do on their own. They couldn't. And the depth to which they couldn't is very deep, because they were not close with being able to do the things that they are doing today. And if you are not reading history to know where they come from, situation that brought them where they are, you will never know. So they can ask a lot of so-called reality are facts, and we believe it. Because they are passing on the lies of the Bible to their generation, right? And you have a lot of churches out there and teachers of the Bible. That's how devastating these sodomites are. These sodomites that in the Bible, their Bible, they are writing Genesis 19, they're right about Lot and the Sodomite, who came down on his dwelling, want to come into his house and drag out two male visitors out of his house. And now, you know what? This is a story, you know, but they write it in the Bible. That's why it's in the Bible. It's a bunch of trash, nonsense. But they're doing it for a reason. You know, they don't know how to create civilized impact, so they create uncivilized impact. And they have no awareness that someday it could come back against them. But they are uncivilized. They don't have that type of a protection in their thinking. You understand what I'm saying? They are uncivilized. They don't develop to that level of civility. So all you see they are doing, all the technical things that you see they are doing, civility is different. Civilization come from the gods. They are the great scientists. They brought civilization to Earth. And when they created us, hybrid, the mixed one. That's why we are who we are. They found out. These white people found out. But remember, the world did not set up like the way we are here with people. Because all of us are coming out of Africa. Even the white people, their ancestor, way back in time, some say 2 million years ago, leave out of Africa and go into Europe. And what did they establish up there? Nothing. The history says they were able to make stone tools. You know, for stone tools going to take them, right? You know, civilization and entails a lot of intellectual things. Too many for me to, like, you know, I cannot, like, count them. But there are too many technical things in civilization. And they were up there for 2 million years and did not dig a hole and plant a pea in the ground. They couldn't, they were not able to plant a bean. They don't know what is agricultural. They learned everything about wheat and everything they learned from us who are created primitive worker, intelligent, wise human. Anatomic human being who spring up in Africa 200,000 years ago, more or less, but basically that's what it, you know, representing the action, right? Whether a day or two off or the time, right? But we are here. No need to doubt that we were created. And look, you wonder why there are some people so black, why some people so this, so that. But the skin is not what is counted. The skin is only a psychological effect. The inside, the internal part of us is really what is meaningful. And we should really be thinking about, instead of talking about the color of our skin, talk about the blood inside of your vein. If I do a blood work and see the printout of the kind of stuff that they are measuring when you do a blood work, serious stuff, right? That's what we are supposed to know, okay? It's not the kind of stuff that the external things, because, you know what I mean? All people are out there and trying to make money. And a lot of people have been making money, as we go along. But someday, some of them go out there and never return home. They fall sick or, you know, whatever it is, heart attack, all kind of stuff. So what is important about us is the intellectual, the civilized sense that we have. And don't give that up. And don't give it to these white people because the Bible that they write.
Yeah.
The Bible is, it doesn't have a creation story in it for mankind nor the universe. No, not at all. These are sodomites. White people are sodomites. Their culture is sodomite. All right. Did they build up a civilization in 2 million years? No. And if you try to find out when along the line did they come to do civilized things, that is something you need to find out. You see, when they have the brazen and the no conscience to say they are going to take over everything we have, and you read the black man W.E.B. Du Bois. W.E.B. Du Bois.
Where is his name? Yes.
W.E.B. Du Bois. There's a book that if you so desire, is good to read. You can get it in the library. The World and Africa. W.E.B. Du Bois tells, he wrote the kind of things that these troublemaking sodomite culture, things that they were able to do. Because remember, 2 million years in Europe, and they cannot account for anything civilized that they have done. And before you get into any protracted, annoying conversation with white people, that's where you ought to go. Ask them about their primary ancestors, because everybody knows who black people ancestors are in history. It's the Elohim. It's the Bible they wrote that deflects attention of the truth about prehistory, creation of the hybrid people. Now the church make, when you say you're a hybrid, they think that, you know, you're crazy. Christian people think you're crazy. And black people are hybrid in official history, right? Now, why black people are still leaning toward the church and Jesus? It is to the depth at which our brain is damaged. And we are not interested in it. They kill our brain that we should not be interested in history. And even when I read this article, Pope will apologize for the sins of Catholics. By Kathleen Grossman, USA Today. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evil, an official said Thursday. The pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history. The Vatican said during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica, Now, St. Peter's Basilica is the place where they remove our king, control of everything. All right? And yet still, that's where the Pope lived right there, St. Peter's Basilica. So this Pope is apologizing back in 2000 for sins of Catholics that they have done to the ethnic African people. Now, why would we associate ourselves with these people and a Bible? Why would we, as it were, take over the Bible like it powered and adopt Moses and all these kind of stuff that they have into the Bible? Why they did not have themselves into the Bible, not black characters? Why? It's a reason why they have to write about the people that they don't like, that they are stealing everything from, and kill you like they have a right to kill you. They are that smart to do that, right? But it's not because they are smart why they are able to do that. It is because the black people are deceived and lose their sense of civility. Your blood is civilized, but when your head is gone, what happened? It's unfold. All right. And the only way as a black person you're going to get out of that nonsense is to start reading properly and give account for what you are reading. You will know when you read something that don't make no sense. So this is what I'm telling you. Why is it that we are having this kind of struggle to realize that white people, not created by no God whatsoever. History rules. And there is no history to say white people were created by a God. There's no history for that. But we have history to tell us about the ethnic civilization, the black people, Chinese and Indians. So, you feel what I mean? If we don't get the history, we do not know. And it's the reason why we are in ignorance, why the Pope is where he's at and talking about he's apologizing for sins of Catholics. And from he wrote that to about some 14, 15 years ago. Do you hear anybody talking about it but me? Who do you hear talk about it? Yeah, let me know. Because I am shocked. I just find out. See, not too long ago, I come by this newspaper clipping. I don't remember exactly, but from then I have it because I know it is a valuable, very valuable information. So what I'm saying to you is we're in a serious, perilous time right now. I am saying to you that we shouldn't be having such a hard time. We need to pay attention. The documents that contain the Pope's apology list faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion. Remember, religion is not church. And there was no church until these homosexuals make a fraudulent calendar called AD Anno Domini, right? The document list false. The Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition. These are terrorist groups. These are terrorist groups. And they want us to think that ISIS, that is in the Middle East there, and destroying the African people from in Syria and all about the place. That it is, they are the terrorists, and they would want you to think that ISIS is not their terrorist gang, and they don't want to be called terrorists. You remember with Kim Jong-un, they called King John whom all kind of names, right, and how wicked he is, these guys are sodomites. And sodomites, you look up the definition of sodomite. You can't be a mentally sane person as a sodomite. You don't, because you don't secrete hormones civilized to be civilized. I have endocrine glands that secrete oxytocin. Sodomite white people don't have oxytocin. Okay? So if we do not understand that the white people are tricksters, they are murderers, they are everything that is evil in the world. Get away from them. Get away from church. Get away from Christianity. Right? Get away from what they call monotheism, because it's not history. These are the things that they do to the African ethnic people. Right? So now, what are you going to do if you don't have your church? You need the truth. That's what you need. So this is what they have done, and why black people don't pay no attention to this. Attention, they must pay to this. So it goes on. Disrespect for cultures. What cultures are the sodomite pope talking about? Talking about the ethnic culture. The Indian culture. Ethnic cultures. Yes. Our cultures. We mix up together. It's all right for us to mix up together. But not white people. No. White people mix up with themselves. Right? So we have a lot of things displaced. And our head is all turned around in all kind of different twists. So we don't know, because we don't read the history. So they take control of everything about us. Because not until we find out the reason and the cause and the why of what constitution that they have. And so that is the law of the land. That is 100% lie. AD and Adamani don't represent civilized bureaucracy. It's not law of the land assumed to be. But the fact, if you go into it, these white people are absolutely sodomites. They are unclean, not necessarily wearing the clothes that they're wearing now. And do you know when they started to wear clothing? Do you know when? Eh? You think they were able to make cloth in Europe? Before civilization came to earth, it is the gods that taught us to make clothing. Everything that we are doing, the civilized gods teaches us who they created as hybrid civilized human beings. They are the one that learned from it. And then go off on their own. And that's why we are having the problem we are having today, right now. If you go there and want to create disorder and stuff like that, they're going to handle you. And if you're doing buying land and all them kind of things that you're having, you have to go along with the way they are running things. Because it takes extraordinary sense to stop them. Whereas we are, let's say, one person with the knowledge can stop them. Yeah. Now, I know enough to stop them too. Right? However, I have to be fully mature in order the right effect and to make it happen. Now, as long as I can prove the issues that amplifies the fact they don't belong to African civilization, none whatsoever. Reading the World History Textbook. And I don't see me with a problem doing that. White people are not people that can have government to rule the world, not even one precinct. They can rule themselves where they come from in Europe. But they are borrowing civilized way of life from us. And you see the way they dress up nowadays? You want to think that we and them are the same and we dress the same and all kind of stuff. But I say, go back to this part of your temporal time and find out when they went into Africa and when did they become civilized. Check and see the date when they established any civilized institution in Europe. Come on. That's easy to do. You see, and it will cut out all this old bunch of, you know, this old bunch of fraud and hypocrisy that they are writing and lies in the Bible. Right, lies that to read the lie and don't know it's a lie. What about Jesus Christ came from heaven to die to a virgin birth? All those kind of stuff. There's absolutely nothing about those things that are true. None whatsoever. But if you're going to talk like preacher, you know, fussing and over whether Matthew, you know, or Luke, if they see things alike, without going into those kind of foolishness, we don't need to go there, because we'll talk until we are dead. We need to go to the root, to the origin, to what we call the precedents. Go to the precedents, and you will find out. Oh, it's coming. The knowledge is being increased. And pretty soon, white people will be walking with an invisible padlock on their two lips. Because as far as I see now, they don't have a defense at all. They can talk a whole bunch of gibberish. But if it is handled, if the discussion is handled the right way, they won't be able to make the first step in the direction they want to go. They're back. Linguistically, that's the way it works. Words and the usage of words is what determine jurisdiction over what is yours and what is not yours. Now, because they manage to twist our brain and we don't know much of what is true from what is wrong. It's the reason why we are in this shape. White people are the head of everything. They are neither tail of any portion of stuff pertaining to the black people. Why do they have a tweet for me at Twitter? Going over 2 years and 3 months or so. Why they have the tweet there on appeal and will not answer it? You know what? It is for a reason. Because the tweet is going to come to pass. You see? It's going to come to pass. And something that I have grown up and go about and do whatever, you know, whatever life is. And what people today are not paying no attention to, you're going to be surprised when the truth comes open.
what these white people are going to do. Because you know what? The lies that they have told to be where they are, that truth is coming out. People don't own anything. They are criminals. Everything they have, they have stolen it. Everything. You see? So it's going to be the disgrace that fall upon them for treating the black people the way they do. And then it's going to be, well, that's all you did. And you didn't try to change. You did not try to change it at all. You never say you're going to have mercy on us. Right now, how many black people, the white man use their police, federal government that is doing it. Don't blame anybody else. That's Senate there, right there. And they're going to jump now and behave like, okay, they want to fix things. They don't want to fix nothing. They don't want to fix nothing. But they realize that they have a lot at stake. They talk about losing their democracy. Their democracy. This is African country. But they like come and create a sphere that black people don't own anything here. It's them that owns it. There's none of that true. None of that true. That's not reality. You see? So what they do is dump a lot of dirt that you feel look true. Right? They make sure that they smear up everything. Silhouette. You can't see the truth anymore. And as long as they do it long enough and you accept it long enough, you become you fall under conformity. You know, conform. They reconstruct you until you're born of the water and the spirit and the blood. And there you go. You go into your grave speaking in tongues. You don't realize that ghosts, that's what happened. That's what is in white people. Ghosts possess them. Because why do they want to go to every African territory and kick you out? Why? Why do they want to do that? They're doing that and feel good doing it. Don't feel like, oh, they shouldn't make a perish. But they don't care when they kick you out and you're going to go out in the street and have a bad life out here. Because they throw you out of where you live. You see what I mean? Until this day, do you see white people behave like, you know, they have done enough to us? No. I mean, now they are talking about Floyd. And, you know, Floyd's name now he's like a poster boy, you know, for making change. Why? What kind of change is being made now? Some little thing, you know, but the federal government is the federal government, right? And the federal government set up the 50 states. And the 50 states are to follow the provision of the institution. So why the police in all the states, why they don't faithfully enforce the law of the 14th Amendment? Why they don't do that? They don't do that. You remember when they came in with the KKK and the Jim Crow law? It wasn't the little people in the street that was doing it. It was the government. So we don't have any reason to look at the policeman who killed Floyd over a period of about 10 minutes. Man, you know, just do it all because he wants to do it. No, it is his culture, sodomite culture, who takes over black people territory and now say it is theirs. So the attitude in the white people's head
they own America. You see, and you have some of them that are not so outrageous. They're going with the flow. But you have some of them that are ready to really cut the throat, because we have it in the history where they have done it, kill off the black people. Now, who, what, and actually begin to treat black people like they are the uncivilized people. You know what I mean? That doesn't offend you. And when it offends you, what are you thinking? You go to their church. As far as they're concerned, they have their right to think that you are nobody, because if you were somebody, their level, nobody could do them like the way they do us. Just think about that. Just think about that. When we go to church, they look at us like we really don't have any sense. And a lot of white people didn't even preaching that. I see them, you know, like on video. And they're telling black people, say, hey, you must wake up. You see, for what their culture is doing to us. Listen, when they do all these criminal stuff and come and say, your land is theirs and stuff, and we don't do nothing, and we have all the educated people who just stay in the boat and row, and all the bizarre things that we read that white people do, we don't anything wrong with it. Or if we see anything wrong with it, we swallow where them teach us about the devil cast down from heaven to earth. Now, why do we believe something like that? I start to read and find out that's a bunch of nonsense, because history tells us how things develop in the civilized human world, and tell us about the white people too. We know everything once we read. Now, it took me a while for me to get to read and find out certain things that, you know, I mean, to fill the gap that I don't know. But now I find out more and more those things that I didn't understand. White people are sick, mentally sick. Now, they used to think that they were sick a few years ago, but they changed it now since they have control. I mean, you know, as it were, perfect control over black people. There's not much further they need to go to get it 100% sewed up. You see, like now, the truth is coming out. There's nothing they can do with it besides go use up the bomb with them, you know, bomb up the place, if they are allowed to do that. But you see, we know what function the powers on the earth, our oxygen supply and everything like that. We know who. We African hybrid people, we know that. The prehistory tells us. We don't need no white people around us. And if we don't have the knowledge of the history about ourselves, there's no way we can fashion ourselves the right way so that they will not come close to us. So I'm telling you, they have done two, you know, I mean, a ocean of evil, uncivilized evil for us to go along and be thinking about what Bible say and what God say and stuff like that. It's time for us to understand there's no God in the Bible, man. There's no God in the Bible. So you may talk about, you know, I'm an atheist or something like that. I'm not no atheist. I'm talking about what is in history. What do you Where are you taking your knowledge from to think that I am an atheist? You know, I know now that there, black people are no atheists. The white people are atheists, yes, because they are the ones who don't accept the gods. You see? And there was a time when they accepted the gods. You know, they work all of these trickery, calling themselves different alias, African alias name, call themselves like they were, you know, they were Gentiles 2,000 years ago and black people were Jews. But they are the Jews and black people are Gentiles. All this kind of stuff. So you have to look at these white people differently. And if you don't want to look at them differently, hey, I pity you. You see? Because they don't have no pity on black people. Look and see how they think about black people in all what's going on. For a long time now, from they come here and set up so-called government. You don't know that they kill off the black people who were here long before them, thousands of years, like some 15 or 20,000 years before they came here in the 16 AD on Adamani. 1620, 1630. And these folks, imagine they learn from us and then begin to ride on our backs. Begin to ride on our backs. Look, I do these shows here. And I can tell you, over the period of about some 6 weeks, it's like no sooner than I begin to talk hardcore history that goes against them, that is something that they cannot tolerate because they feel like they control our territory now. They have taken over and it's theirs and their God tell them to come and give us real Christianity. I found that white people, as a culture, acknowledge the history of the world and are sincere, and they did not have this fucking ass hyper attitude that they now are making law. You see, it's the reason why I can't pay attention to church-going type white people, because you may say, well, and they're not going out and trying to kill nobody or not like that, like they don't hate black people or something like that. But how can a white person tell a black person who they have conquest and overthrow? How can they go on like they are redeemed now? Redeemed by who? Jesus Christ? He has never been any Jesus Christ. There have never been any Adam and Eve to sin and make us to accept a redeemer. None of those things are true about redemption of Christ. No. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting. None of those things are not true. And it doesn't even fulfill at all anywhere in the Bible. And yet still you have people who are behaving as though Jesus came and fulfilled scripture. Show me where that scripture is fulfilled. Because you're going to church and believe in Christ and the Holy Ghost. All right, show me where in the New Testament the scripture is fulfilled. Old Testament prophets talk about it. Show the New Testament that fulfilled the Old Testament. Show me where Jesus fulfilled the prophecy. As he became a king, and he's the Prince of Peace. Show me where it is fulfilled. 2,000 or more years now. Show me where it is fulfilled. And the churches are booming more than ever now. All right. Where the truth is that you believe in. All right. You know, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And basically, I have to talk some of these things and whether or not You know, I am not saying these things for a profit, any monetary profit at all. You know, I have some other little booklets on top, side of book Bamboozle. And you don't hear me coming in here and trying to tout the book like I want, you know, book sales or stuff like that. You don't hear me do those kind of stuff, that stuff, right? Because that's not my intention. My intention is to tell that I have come to know to anyone, to everyone who has an ear to hear and have an inclination wanting to know. And I'm not teaching you nothing to believe. You are totally free to believe something when you wish to believe it. And I only hope that you don't wish to believe something you don't know about, and that you seek knowledge first. Otherwise, St. Paul is going to hold you down in the book of Galatians. Any man teach or preach any other gospel than that which he, St. Paul, teach, let him be accursed. Do you imagine that? That somebody is going to kill you because you don't believe in Jesus. It is sodomite thinking. Jesus does not exist. But they will kill you because they know. If you're objecting to Jesus, you are objecting to their criminal efforts to get your wealth. That's the reason why they hate you when you don't accept Christianity. There's money in it. And black people are using it to get money too. You see, that's how far the ignorance of the white people, that's how far it spread into black people. Because if you don't have that sense of distinction, you're not going to know the difference between what is true from what is false. But I definitely had the sense of distinction. And I didn't know to what extent. I only thought that I was someone from a child that, you know, thought independently with common sense. You see, I knew I had a lot of common sense, but I was not precocious in the sense to figure out that something was wrong until, you know, I'm over my 50 years of age and things begin to go on into my brain, and of which I begin to pay serious attention to issues, you see. So I'm telling you, when you see all these evil things done by the white people, them mafia, the mafia is Christianity. Did you know that? Mafia is the church. Every church belongs to the mafia. But they allow people to do what they want to do, you see. Once they give you a little direction, you know, this is a Christian church, then you have the Islam church, and you have Judaism church, you see. And they, you know, this is enough for the people to have a wide range and what you call it now, you have choices. You go to any church you want. This old bunch of stuff is not the intellectual prehistory knowledge at all. It's not. So if you don't decide to cleave and remove yourself from the foolishness and start read seriously, you're going to die and perish with your ignorance. That's true. Listen, the church is not a thing. It is not an institution for civilized people, period. No, it's not. And look into it for real. If you do, it will be simple for all of us if we know to read
certified world prehistory. And whatever we have here today, if you read prehistory, that is the right way to do it. Because when you begin to read modern, what they call modern history, remember, prehistory is what gives you the precedence for what comes after. If you know that, you solve, you know, that's a panacea. It's going to solve all the problems you would run into down the line. Because what is going on today in life has to follow the pattern from antiquity, essential things of life. See? All right. There are too many things that we have yet to figure out. And some of these things are too simple for us to not find them out yet. When we can't figure out, or at least asking questions, how was Jesus a black man and now he's a white man in a Bible? Instead, we start to think that God is true, no matter man can't lie and blah, blah. And you think that the Bible is true? Adam and Eve in a garden and a God that lied and would not protect them, didn't make place for them to even rest themselves after he kicked them out. He didn't care nothing about that. When did God go back and look for Adam and Eve? None of that. You don't see none of that. These sodomites writing the Bible, they're giving it to you. And when you believe it like that, that's what they want, because you're not coming out of that dark concept about the world and yourself, right? So you have to take a keen observation of things yourself. Don't follow anybody. Follow the words. And if you're talking to people, they're talking good words and talking stuff that makes sense, then, okay, you're on them on the frequency. You know when they slip off, you know, and you examine yourself so you don't slip off. Stay right on there. But I am seeing too many things that I am thinking, there is just no way if somebody show me that, I wouldn't realize it. Like, oh, I am talking now, and you're listening to me. Why is it you think you should still believe in something, a story? We are the perpetrators that kill our people in Palestine. That's where the story is made up, right? About Jesus Christ and born of the Virgin and all that. You continue to believe that when you have no thought about history, what history says. And the Bible talking about Adam and Eve has no certification that Adam and Eve was ever placed anywhere by a spirit God. You don't find that in civilized history. And who is causing all this? The white people, them. The white people, them. Because they make up a new conceptual world. And it started 2,000 years ago. Black people is not a part of the world that the white people, them, make up. Not unless you become Christian. And if you read the book, W.E.B. Du Bois, it will tell you exactly that these folk plan to make up the church. They make up the church. Sodomite white people make up the church and invented Adam and Eve in the garden. And remember, they don't have anything at all like relevance to Adam and Eve in a garden and the creation. They are working against the creation of the hybrid people. That's why they write a Bible and those things in there. But they have no authority to write about black people and our origin and lying
and fraudulent kind of things that they are saying against us. They don't have any right for that, and we are covered under kingship government. They come here and begin to like kill us. Now that kill? You mean kill? I never kill one of them. I never kill no one or nobody. And they come to our place and kill us? Not one, not two, enslave us and everything like that. You know, this is gone beyond me. And we are reading in their Bible where St. Paul is saying they get revelation from God and all this kind of stuff. It's all mockery. The black people that left, run away out of Palestine and go to Portugal. Go to Lisbon, Portugal, and turn Christian because they are trying to keep themselves alive from these sodomite people. You can tell did not have much knowledge of their history, because I don't hear they talk anything about their history in the sense like they are tracing the ancestry and stuff like that. So that when these white people invaded their place, they didn't have no energy to keep them out. You see, you must know yourself, identify yourself. But the fact is, it's about read a Bible and all them kind of thing. You're not getting there at all. You're not getting there. No, when you relate the truth, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff is happening, you know. Because you illuminate the imagination of people's mind, you know. You show them things. That's why when somebody say, all right, make your arguments, let's hear what you have to say. Right? When you're not making an argument, you're not convincing anybody. So somebody decide they're going to do something bad, 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 and you don't have any reason to tell them not to do it. So they do it. To accept that the Bible, Jesus, is one who died for your sin, is really dumb. Very dumb. Very dumb. And I'm saying dumb, you know, I'm saying that including myself. For the time that I believe that, I was dumb. But I didn't know any better. My parents were dumb too, you know, they teach me, you know. So this thing where the black people run out of Palestine, run away from these white sodomite people, who is going to take control of the billions and billions that they have there from being under kingship. They want all these places with everything. You don't see. They go after Lucius Aquinas in Rome and lie about noblemen, overthrow him, and talk about the king's nephew, overthrow him, all kind of stuff that they're talking about. You see? And they are so cruel that they said the founder of Rome are two brothers. And sometimes I only read about one. But they are talking about two brothers. And I suspect that they are lying about that too. And they brought a wolf, a black wolf. You probably Google and see. Right? The founder of Rome. You can just Google that. The founder of Rome, Italy. And you will see the representation, what is written of the founder of Rome. And that these sodomites who take over, they get this replica, whatever you call it, image of a wolf, and said that the wolf take care of these two boys, I guess, wherever they were left somewhere, and say the wolf, you know, he was taking care of them. And to show you the two boys sucking milk from the black wolf. Now, you're talking about these are demigods, the son of the god, one of the god, right? And the mother was a human. But to show you all these sodomite people are, who decide that they're taking over the world from the black people, kings and stuff like that, and abolish kingship with their firearm. See, everybody run now, and afraid of them, because they'll tell you that they're going to turn the place into rubble. They're going to turn it into ashes, because they are uncivilized. You see, they fancy wealth, yeah, but they don't fancy anything else. There's nothing spiritual about them. So if you think they're talking about they used to worship the gods and stuff like that, they are imitating. And they get to a point where they feel like they can go off on their own and get bad and vile and things and just tumble everything over, get it their way, and make the black people them. The greatest thing that they have to do now is to turn black people into sodomites. That's what they are hoped for. That's what they are working for right this minute. You see? So all these killing you hear they do, it's nobody else killing anybody in the world but these white people. It's them. It's them. They are the ones that's doing it. They are the one that is doing it. No joke about that. So let me get around. Indo-European Pope started church with the Inquisition and Crusaders. Now, I just read it to you here. Pope apologized for sins of Catholics and tell you that the list the church the document list false, the Pope will address including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades. The Crusades, look up the Crusades, because you will get to see what kind of a terrorist gang this was too. And the Inquisition, terrible. I mean, butcher people and do all kinds of stuff to the black people, to the ethnic group of people. These white people that you see here today talk about they have a white house. The fact that they come into African place and talk about they have a white house, it means that they think this place is theirs. And black people don't have nothing to do with it. Now, civilization was on earth long before 509 BC when they overthrew it. They never have nothing. Right there, they didn't have anything. That's where they get something and start handle wealth. But they have the might to take control, though. Right? Now, if you don't have greater than what they have, they are going to get you under their control. And they have been so far. Well, me don't have any, you know, nothing going for me except what I am reading and know. And I'm taking a stand with what I read and know. You see? And it's going to go where it's supposed to go. It's going to do what it's supposed to do. Because white people are not civilized. And I will say that forevermore because it's true. And it is for somebody to just come on up and like talk and show that I have it wrong. You know what I mean? You know, it is hard. It's a bad situation that people, the brain is as such where you can just get shut out from what makes sense and feel fearful to talk because you don't want nobody to tie you up and all that kind of thing. I talk to everybody. I don't screen anybody. No matter how much education you have, I don't have reason to be afraid of you. Because I'm, you know, I always talk what I know and rely on as civilized information. And I expect another person is going to do the same. So people are going to talk on different levels. Well, if we want to have, if we're going to talk about something, you know, I mean, because you are more highly educated than me, you, I mean, language don't restrict you to just talk to people who are educated like you. No. Language allow you to talk to even a baby who just start to talk. Or any ignorant person, as long as there is some understanding there, you can always talk. All right. Well, I am saying that what where the world stands right now is on the brink of destruction with white people, say they're ruling. And if it, there is nobody at all to stand up and said, get out, because civilization don't include you. That's a fact. Civilization of on earth does not include Indo-European. A.D. Anno Domini is not a product of civilization. A.D. Anno Domini. We give them privilege to come in and rule, right? That is withdrawn. That is withdrawn. Because never was that in order to allow them to come here and to control. You see? And so, you see, is that mean? It means that what black people had as government is not what, in other words, they say, where you a draw, I know that me a cut, right? What black people live by before they these sodomites come here with all of their disease and you have chicken pox and all kind of, and weapon and killing. The black people were living in orderly society. We don't have a history of they were doing this and doing that like what we're experiencing now. And what I'm looking at, why do we have to, why do we have to accept these white people doing their democracy that is not civilized? Why do we have to mingle with them on it? Accepting them, imposing their will on us, and me can't write a tweet and speak the truth of the African people. They say it is hate speech. Imagine faggot telling me about hate speech. And I don't go to their place and tell them it's mine. But they come to mine and tell me it's theirs. And say they control my community standard. Well, I tell you what. It's a good thing that we have the ability. We are given the ability to speak. And to speak the things that are, you know, I mean, shaking and can shake down a whole bunch of foolishness. We have that power. If you have the knowledge, use it. Okay? Because as I see the Pope apologized for sins of Catholics, and I'm reading all these things that on the Bible that they write, full of maggots and stuff like that. And if we can't talk about that and drive them out of where they are, and say, you know, this is the place that is sanctified for us, okay? And you come here with all your other fucking and all this kind of stuff. I want people to have laws to married fuckery and all that. And we are not supposed to, no, we are not supposed to be exposed to those kind of stuff. And generation coming behind us, I mean, we are the ones to take a stand and say, look, guys, go back where you come from. Go back. Because now we're going to invoke the tornado on you. Last night I was watching Weather Channel. And was looking at some tornadoes and people who were destroyed by it. And I was looking at them. They are Indo-European. They are the ones who come to America to enjoy the black people wealth. It's not a joke. And I was looking at them. You see, and I was getting a sense of, yes, this is exactly what Kunu supposed to get. You see what I mean? That's right. And you are getting it incrementally, because when you all see these tornadoes and you just go out there and talk casually about it and only lament because people are injured or dead. Now, you have time to go back to where you come from. Because most likely, you don't have so much tornado where you come from. Right? Because there was no need for the gods to try to destroy you in a Yohuan habitat. The earth offer you that. You just don't go into the way of other people who you offend and talk about homophobic. You homophobic and stuff. Here, you sodomite white people who come here and think that you have a right to our territory. Listen, take your sickened ass, faggot ass out of our territory because it's coming for real. It's coming for real. We don't want Hunu into our territory. We deserve peace and quietness that Hunu faggot don't have to give up. Okay? You think you can pretend that you're civilized enough? No, you don't. No, you don't. You still have your demon fucking ass with you. Go back where you come from. That's what I got to tell you. Because it's going to get to right where you don't want it. Okay? Because, yeah, I see. They prefer to go through all these, give up lives and stuff like that. In order to take what black people have. No, there is no way at all to make an argument for white people going about and tell black people their settlement not there and kick them out. Don't forget those in Palestine, what they did to those people. A whole bunch of them, I mean, we're talking about they becoming Christians and get slaughtered too because they don't want you to be pretending that you're Christian. You must be a Christian, you see? And because I'm telling you how dangerous these white sodomite people are. I'm telling you. And you don't have any excuse for them because I told you that they are in to do the most heinous crime on the black people because they don't regard us anymore. It's gone like 400 years now, and they are in America. And black people have not made one valid move carries a lasting effect. You see, all that black people have done is labor hard underneath this so-called sodomite democracy and voting and go to church. Isn't that what they do? I like to be called reverend and all that. That's what black people have been doing. And singing the songs of Jesus. And they can't see. Cannot see that there was no Jesus in Jerusalem. They can't see that. There was no king. And they're still here playing fool. Don't know their origin history. Gosh, too bad. Too bad. So let me tell you now that these crusades and Inquisition is the president's terrorist group. And Obama know it. He knows it. Obama, who go to, he had Hillary go to Libya and kill Gaddafi, threaten the man to kill him if they don't do what they want. These fucking ass white people. Don't get it yet. Leave black people alone. No, because we have what they want, you see. But they behave like that's not what they want. What they want? What do they want? Oh, boy. I tell you. I mean, black people can be such idiots. These white people are able to fool us at such depth of the folly that they're writing? Oh, shame on us. But I am telling you, the war, the real war, is not with guns. The real war, the greatest war, is the knowledge of the truth and your with all to deliver the bullets. They can't handle that. But when you shoot and kill people, you know, that's not human life. That's inhumane. You see? No violence don't make you impotent. No. Have the knowledge. Expound it, because a lot of things happen when you do that. You know, gun can't do it. You see, so we don't never have to go to war with these people. We just need knowledge and the attitude to go along with it. So here I'm telling you that these white people, they are terrorists. Not taking it back, they are terrorists. That's why they are in America. Every white person, every single one of them, think they have government. They don't have a government. It's not black people's government. They come here as terrorists. We need to get them out. But we have not made any effort to get them out. You don't hear any black person, as far as I'm concerned, say that they want their country back. You hear they talking about they want their country back when they think that black people are getting too much liberty now. These fucking ass people have the guts to say they want to kill. Remember, I mean, Trump sent them to kill some the other day. You see, the truth is something that is going to crush Biden and everybody who white in America, because it don't belong to them. And all you need to do is prove it in a history textbook. Their government is not ours, and they must go to Europe with their own government, not in black people's territory. Come out of Africa. Come out of Palestine. Come out of New Zealand. Come out of Australia. And all these places where you all catch up on a fucking ass. Get out. And that's the way you must be told. It will come to the time where the weather and condition will boot them out, and I will never have to say it again. We'll be free at last. Here is my closure about this Indo-European Pope and how they started the church. Remember, African people don't go to church. You don't participate in a church. You participate in your religion, which encompasses the life that you live, not what Bible telling you about, no, Jesus, and you need to be saved. With the Inquisition. Think about that. The church belonged to the Inquisition. These white people tried to disband some of these movements to give people a sense like, oh, that one is not so nice, this one is nice. That's the way they behave. But the church and the Inquisition movement is the same administration that owned them. You see, so when you think that the things that the Inquisition did was bad, these sodomites want you to think that, yes, that was bad. And going like, it's not them, it's not the church that sent out it. But that's what they reported. It is the Pope is apologizing for things that these terrorists did. You see, you get that? Yeah. So it is what I'm saying in no way can be a lie. I'm not lying. So which side are you going to lean on? The church side, where they are all funny, stinking, mucky, uncivilized sodomites. Sodomites are never sound in their mind. You don't fuck ass and you are in your right mind. Well, that's what we have here. And they make law for do it. Inviting black people to fuck ass. No, you want to tell me that I am to sit and be cool with those kind of things, with these. Life on earth don't value anything than what we are living it right now, because they don't want nobody here, really. And it is something would be admirable if all the life on earth magnify and praise them, the gods, who set stuff up here, the good stuff. And these sodomites behaving like, oh no, the gods from... They don't want no trace of the gods' way of life here at all. These sodomites, they're writing it. They're courting people all over the place. And it's only when you read and find out and question them, they run. They cannot operate with the truth up against them. They can only operate when they are left alone to act out their evil. You see? And they can bluff you and run you away, coming down on them like a torrent, like a river overflowing. They cannot take that. You know, they're going to get washed away. And that is what we have here right now. The torrent is coming down on them, because what they write in the Bible will never stand. Never, never, never stand. All right, so now, the Pope, they started the church. Go and read the Britannica Encyclopedia, and the Bible itself is telling you. Go read Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Man Never a Sinner Too. You see, Amazon.com, and learn the history about
the gods and how civilization was formed. I try to read as much as to give someone a jump start in the right direction. Don't believe anything. Learn and get the knowledge. All right? So I'm telling you that who we are fighting up against, who we are fighting against, is the Bible. The Bible is a terrorist book. All this stuff that they have in there, they put those things in there. But the creation story, that is totally false. There's nothing there for a hybrid person, a civilized person, to gain anything from. Get the history itself. And you're not getting the history from a whole bunch of popular places because, you know, the church, I mean, do a lot of things to, you know, to disfavor African people. So they make you keep, shut your mouth. Don't say nothing. But here is a book I am telling you about. Gratuitously, I am letting you know about this book. It's written by Zachariah Sitchin. And the title of the book is Genesis Revisited. This book, you can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon.com. It's not a lot of money. It's a, you know, like a 5x7 paperback book. And this book has the reconstruction of the Christian Bible that was meant to lead people astray to become Sodomite worshipers or join the Sodomite culture, right? Because they're not coming from anywhere but on earth here. African hybrid people have the blood of the gods from above, right? And if that don't satisfy your longing, gone over to the Bible, the church, where the Sodomites are in their silhouette over the wall there, peeping at you, right? Come on in and bring your money and everything, all right? So this book, Genesis Revisited by Zachariah Sitchin. Get this book because it has that and a lot of other summit issues that sensible people really want to know. You don't want nobody to turn you fool. You want to put your foot on solid ground when it comes to issues. All right, let me now read this to you. In affirming that that's what the church and the Bible and the white people are about. Okay? We never talk about God and this and that. And if you don't have the knowledge, you go for that. You go for the God we never talk about. But don't go for the God we never talk about. Go for the real history and what history said. Because this history is not telling a lie about what humanity and how this history book, regardless of what these sodomites write in there, but telling you that you're the first anatomical, wise human being, an Homo sapien, what to tell you that you know yourself right there. And you will go on from there and knowing all the things that are relevant to you. You will know them when you see them. They fall in line. All right. You don't want to deal with these terrorist people and come and tell you that our place is their place. It's not theirs. Endeavor to tell them they must go back where they come from. Curse them because they don't mean black people no good at all. Okay? Did King David the following actions or the Sodomite Pope and which did not, it says, did King David, law of Palestine, authorize
the following actions. I missed a letter here. It's four. Oh, let's see. Okay. I see. All right. I see. All right. Something had slipped me. Okay. Yes, so did King David Law of Palestine authorize following actions for the Sodomite Pope and which king's law authorized the terrorist inquisition and the crusade? Now, we can answer that, right? King David Law never authorized no Sodomites to do anything. Okay. Here is a book titled New England Frontier, Puritans and Indians, 1620 to 1675, by Alan T. Vaughan. It was originally published in 1965. Little Brown and Company, Boston, Toronto. Revised as recent as 1995. Vaughan, an admitted friend of the Puritan colony, makes a well-documented case for the efforts of the pilgrims. Separatists and early Puritan to win the Indians to Christ. The book contains three chapters detailing the Puritans' successful missionary endeavors during those early years. For example, the first Bible printed in the Western world was the Indian Algonquin scripture. Harvard University, 1636, was funded not only to train whites to become ministers of the gospel, but there was also, for a time, a training program for young Indian men to minister to their people. You hear that? At least six Boston area communities thriving today were started by Christian Indians. You hear that? Mm-hmm. The famous island Martha's Vineyard once was the site of an Indian Christian congregation, Okay. through the missionary endeavors of the Mayhew family. The Dartmouth University had its beginning through the efforts of the Connecticut Puritan to train Indian young men to preach the gospel. Vaughn's book also revealed just how brutal the Puritans were in their dealings with the Indians. Especially chapter 5, the Pequot War, 1637. What is amazing about the account in this chapter is the frankness with which the author recounts the events and the Puritans' part in them. The carnage and the Puritan justification for participating therein is quite revealing. Self-defense is one thing, but outright purposeful slaughter is, to say the least, questionable Christian behavior. From 1965 edition. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and this is what I have to deliver, and may you be blessed. And it is the thoughts of our minds that it's going to do good things for us. A lot of people cannot stand the historic truth, but my friends, life comes and it goes. It's up to how you want to live this life, and how do you want it to count? And my friends, I want it to be exactly the best that my mind can react to. I want to be the good person that life, civilized life, is intended to be. So take good care, and we will be doing it again so long as we are privileged to do it. We are on the journey, and the journey will stop somewhere. So we are doing the journey, and I am offering my energy so that anyone who wants the opportunity to gain more understanding about their life have a chance right here, where I'm telling it to you, confined to the civilized history, not a Bible without certification, and totally not a book that is civilized. Genesis creation story in the Bible is profoundly lies. No such creation. And these white people want to take away our existence from us. That's why they wrote the Bible, so you better know that. So take good care, and we will have a good time. Let's take a little David Ortiz, and he's talking about crazy harms.